From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian authorities are said to have identified a suspect in Monday's deadly subway bombing in St. Petersburg that killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The Interfax news agency says police now believe it was a suicide bombing, and they identified the alleged bomber as a 23-year-old man from Central Asia. The news agency quotes police who say he carried the bomb aboard the train in a backpack. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack in Russia's second-largest city. Police defused another bomb hidden inside a fire extinguisher at a second St. Petersburg station. The city's entire subway was shut down for a time on Monday. People are showing their solidarity with Russians following the attack. In Israel, municipal buildings in Tel Aviv were lighted in Russian colors.
I think it's very important, like, to show the other countries support. We're the first one to be victims of terrorism, and if we don't show support to the other countries, how, like, it's gonna move on? Like, already countries don't trust us and things like that, and I think it's important to show to the other ones, and it's important to be, well, we're in the same, at the end, right now, we're in the same problems.
Back in Russia, Russian President Vladimir Putin, who was in St. Petersburg to attend a state-sponsored event at the time of the explosion, expressed condolences to the families of the victims and offered to help the survivors. Putin placed flowers near the metro station as Russia begins to observe 3 days of mourning. Meantime, France's interior minister announced security will be enhanced at Paris region metro stations following the subway attack in Russia. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is facing a key vote this week over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch, with opposition Democrats saying they have enough votes to block his confirmation under the chamber's normal rules of operation. However, Republicans with a 52-48 margin in the Senate now say they will change the chamber's voting rules to allow them to approve Gorsuch's appointment by a simple majority vote. Democrats have largely opposed Gorsuch, citing President Obama's nominee was not given a hearing to become a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. U.S. President Trump welcomed to the White House Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi on Monday, pledging U.S. support for Egypt and its leader.
We agree on so many things. I just want to let everybody know, in case there was any doubt, that we are very much behind President el-Sisi. He's done a fantastic job in a very difficult situation. We are very much behind Egypt and the people of Egypt.
Regional experts say balancing the relationship with the Egyptian leader will remain a difficult foreign policy challenge for Trump, just as it was for former President Obama. President Trump host Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort later this week. Their two-day summit will likely focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says China must use its political influence with North Korea. We don't have that for you at the moment, but the U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, went on to say that it was very important that China does use its influence with North Korea. President Obama is noted as saying that if they cannot get the help from Beijing, that the U.S. will try to resolve its problems with North Korea on its own. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning a sixth nuclear test. Tokyo called February's North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of Japan intolerable. President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner visited Iraq and met with senior Iraqi leaders to discuss the fight against the Islamic State militants on Monday. He flew into Baghdad with the top U.S. military officer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford. A U.S.-led international coalition has been carrying out airstrikes against Islamic State fighters and assisting Iraqi troops on the ground as they engage in a fierce fight to retake Mosul. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.